Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Stitcher, Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available. And as always, we're excited to bring on our next guest. He's Joey Gatewood. He played at several different schools. He's currently at Louisville. He played at Central Florida, Kentucky, Auburn. And the reason I love getting him on here tonight is he's so versatile. Tight end, quarterback, receiver. That's why he's on the show. We're going to find out what he brings to this 2024 draft class. Joey, you've had a wonderful career. You're doing all the things that you need to do to get yourself to that next level. But with that said, how is this evening treating you, my man?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you having me on. It's treating me really, really good. And I'm ready to get this process started.
Yeah, I'm sure. Have you had that moment where you think you're missing spring ball yet? Have you had that morning where you wake up and you're like, oh, man, I'm late for practice?
I can't say I've had that feeling, but I can say I do miss spring ball.
So I always like to rewind the program and take us back to Pop Warner, Pee Wee. Was Joey Gatewood the bigger, better athlete from the get-go, or did it take some time for you to develop into the guy that we're talking to today?
It definitely took some time and a good amount of supporters around me in my circle to get where I'm at today. In Pee Wee, I was the shorter, bigger kind of guy just learning football. And it took a whole village to get me where I'm at right now, and I'm grateful.
It sounds like it. You've mentioned a lot of things where you've talked about the people have kind of helped you get in there, and you said you're grateful. Let me ask you this. So when do you kind of become the quarterback? When do you start to get the ball in your hand and, you know, that bigger, shorter guy that wasn't made necessarily have a role, you become the guy?
It was my last year in middle school going into high school is when I took that next role in the quarterback, and I wanted to have a future playing quarterback. And it was around that time going into ninth grade where my mom was set on it, and that's pretty much how it started right there. And then, some obstacles came in and to get me where I'm at now. But a quarterback, it did start about eighth grade going into ninth.
And then lo and behold, you kind of develop, and then you're off to play college football, and now you're training and preparing for the next level. Once again, Joey Gatewood, the standout of Louisville here that joined us here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft and finding what this young man brings to this current draft class. So let me ask you this. What was it like making the transition? You're quarterback, and then you kind of start delving into other positions. Was that something you embraced, or was there a little bit of, you know, you're trying to do your best and get noticed. Was there a little hesitation to make that move?
I'll tell you this. At UCF, there was a little hesitation, but I knew it was the right move. But I knew there was a lot of work I had to put in to get where I wanted to be. And so it's 100% an embrace deal. I just embrace it and embrace my situation and work my tail off. And then even going to tight end, I came here with the mindset, you know, like, if there's one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take a step to get better each day at this, since I've never played tight end and never put my hand in the dirt and block. So it was a learning curve, and I embraced it, and I made the most of it. And, you know, I love it.
That's, and it's crazy to think that, you know, you're under center and now you're kind of the last line of defense, or that edge guy in terms of offense, protecting the quarterback. I just admire it, and that's why I was so excited, because it's just the unique and unselfish way that you've kind of prospered under these circumstances. So let me ask you this. This is your show. We do know NFL personnel listening. What do they need to know about you? I guess if they're sitting in the film room watching your tape, you're sitting next to them, Joey. What do you think they're going to love about you as maybe an athlete, a tight end, or a quarterback?
I think they're gonna like the upside I have at tight end. There's, like I said, this is my first year playing tight end, going through a full season. And the upside, I truly believe there's a big upside, and I'm just scratching. And, and that comes with more reps and, more time. But, man, I'm confident. I'll tell you that. I'm really confident. And I know that it's going to take work. But, I'm all about work. It's been that way for my whole journey.
I love it. And, again, going back to this is your podcast. We want to get as much love and exposure for you. What goes unnoticed? Could have been some of the schemes. You could be a weight room warrior, a film junkie, a team captain, great in the community. I don't know. Maybe the schemes didn't allow you to do certain things at tight end. What do they need to know about you, Joey, that could help you as we progress towards this 2020-24 draft?
I think you listed it. I'm a film guy. Like, I'll tell you this. All the stuff I learned from quarterback, I translated it over to my position. Obviously, I'm not throwing the ball or calling the cadence. But the way I still look at things is from a quarterback perspective, in a way you could say. And the way I study, the way I watch film, is I dissect it just like a quarterback, how I would all my previous years. And, it's been an advantage for me, even practices. You know, I would sit there and watch practice, same rep over and over and over, and see what I can detail and fix. And I'm just a process-oriented guy. And, it's just, and it starts with film. I truly believe that.
Yeah, and for you, I know that you mentioned the first year at tight end, and you're still considered a guy. When do you kind of know that you're getting noticed playing tight end? Do your coaches say, hey, Joey, we're hearing whispers, teams are coming through, you're having great games against great opponents. When do you kind of get the sense that this new position is going to allow you this opportunity?
It happened here at practice. My coaches was – some of my coaches would tell me, if someone asked about me, and, scouts would come through and they would ask about me, and they'll let me know. And that's really how I know. And I'm grateful, man. I'm blessed, and I'm grateful to be in this position. And we still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, everybody has to put some pep in your step, knowing that the guys that have the shield on their apparel are taking notice of you and, kind of picking up what you're putting down in terms of gameplay, practice tape, and, again, just being the guy that you are. And that's as critical as everything, knowing that you're a good guy off the field, and there's no hesitation for those guys to kind of go after you and bring you in. Let me ask you this now. You're doing all this training. Is there any part of your game that you really think can go unnoticed? We're talking about the tight end position. I mean, can you become that seam guy? I mean, are you going to run fast? I mean, kind of talk about the nuances of that position. We kind of mentioned the blocking, the inline type of it, but in terms of a vertical guy, can you be an asset there?
Of course. I think my best asset right now is just, getting open, get the ball, be a vertical down the field tight end. I move good. And like I said, it's a lot of work to be done and will continue to be done. And, but I'll say that's, one of my strengths to my game as a tight end I found early on. And I've been working at it ever since.
I love it. And fair enough to say this, we could just throw that need be a trick plays involved with an offense. You can be the guy to throw the ball. Fair enough.
Oh, 100%, 1,000%.
I'm sure you could. Once again, Joey Gatewood, the Louisville standout, very versatile young man, kind enough to take some time as we progress through this 2024 draft process. Listen, Joey, we've been talking X's and O's the entire program. Outside the game of football, Any interests, passions, or hobbies?
I like music. I like video games. I don't like to spend too much time on either, but those are my interests. That's really between those two and football. That's really what makes me whole, from hobbies wise. But yeah.
And how you kind of plan on taking we're almost a month away from the draft. I mean, screw you, what, 4 days, the 25th, or on the 21st. How do you kind of plan on taking on the next month?
Just get through pro day, show the work that's been put in on pro day, and then continue to keep improving my game and get better until I hear more. And each day is just getting 1% better. And praying for what's in the future. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm excited.
Yeah, and pro day, do you just want to wake up tomorrow and get it over with? Or are you content to wait till the date arrives?
Oh, no, I wish it was tomorrow morning. I wish it could be right now.
I feel that. I ain't going to lie. When I see the pro day schedule come out, Joey, I always feel a little bad for the guys that are really far at the end of the month, because it's just, you guys work so hard. You're training every single day, and I'm sure there's a point where you're like, I'm done training, man. I want to let the training wheels off this thing, and I want to get after it. And everybody shares the same sentiment. So you're right in line with everybody else that kind of has a pro day coming up in the next several weeks. Listen, we're almost out of time. You've been an absolute pleasure. I'm so appreciative of you kind of taking some time. We know you're busy, but we call it three and out. They're just a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You could want to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, all right. Come on.
All right. Now, you can pick any school that you attended, any coaching staff from those schools. What coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? If you, your teammates, anybody got caught doing it, Joey, you might catch some hell.
Does this have to be from a practice, or could this be from a workout?
It's your show. It could be a workout, practice, whatever you want.
Well, I'll say this. We have a coach here at Louisville who will tell you to back up behind the play at least 5 yards, and then he'll change it to 10 yards and then maybe 15 yards. He's big on stand back. He's a big stand back guy, and I think that's the funniest thing I found last year.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's why we ask the question. We always get something fun. That's a great. I've never heard that one, and that's a good one. So you guys go from 5 to 25 yards behind the line. How about this one? Are we more likely to see you as a lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
Say that one more time, please.
Are we more likely to see you as the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
Oh, I'm a runway model type of guy.
Fair enough. And then
I can't sing.
I can't sing either. I ain't got the looks or the voice, so I'm kind of stuck. That's why I do podcasts. How about this one? As we build towards the draft, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. You're waiting to hear your name come off the board or find out where you're going to sign after it concludes. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, Joey? And what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate this next football journey?
Well, I can say the best cook by far is my mother. And I'll have her cook probably some pasta, some Alfredo pasta.
Fair enough. Well, your mom is on the clock for Alfredo pasta, and you, Joey, are on the clock for the 2024 NFL draft. You've had a wonderful career. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my friend.
I appreciate you so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that's the standout from Louisville here on the C2P, Joey Gatewood. You got to love what this young man brings to the table. And it's just a very gracious attitude that he carries with him along with us. And that's why he's such a unique prospect. And it's another reason I really wanted to get him on to share more draft audience. I just think he's a very unique prospect. There's a lot of upside to. And he, as he mentioned, he said, I truly believe, you know, there's a lot of upside with him. So it's a lot to kind of look at as we move forward. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.